Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. This podcast is brought to you by Content Snare. Content Snare helps digital agencies get content from their clients on time, in the right format, without email. If you've ever needed to get content from clients, you'll know how painful it can be. You end up constantly chasing them for weeks or months, and by the time it's ready, there's a 900-long email trail full of massive images and a couple of brochures from 6 years ago. Content Snare makes this a thing of the past by collecting content from your clients in the right format the first time and does all the chasing for you. Try it on your next project by signing up at contentsnare.com. G'day and welcome back to another episode of Agency Highway. I'm your host, James Rose, and today we are talking with Kyle Van Dusen. Thanks for joining me, Kyle.
Hey, I appreciate you having me. I'm glad to be here today.
Oh, man, I've seen you around in all the groups. We all seem to hang out in like the same sort of communities, I guess. So many like mutual friends. So I'm kind of amazed it's taken this long for us to actually speak for real. I think it's like a perfect like thing, because that's what we're talking about today, right? Is making connections online.
It's just like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and this has obviously had a huge impact on your business, and I'm really interested to hear what you have to say about this, because like I've done a lot of sort of connecting with people in online communities, but not when I still had the agency. So we're kind of winding that side down, and so I haven't really seen the benefits of that. So I'm really interested to hear what you have to say. But before we get into that, I want to know a little bit about you. Let the listeners know, you know, who you are, your backstory a little bit, like not too long, and I also want to know what the best thing that's happened to you this year is.
Yeah, absolutely. So I spent about 15 years from the time I graduated high school and 15 years after that as a graphic designer in the print industry. During that time, went to school on the side and got a degree in business, and knew that I didn't want to be working for somebody for the rest of my life. The print industry is expensive, and equipment and all that, and I wasn't in any kind of position to start that type of business, and had some acquaintances that needed some help with the website, and they just knew me as, you know, a computer person. So of course, you know, I can do IT and all these kinds of things, right? So they asked me to help with their website. I gave it a shot and rather enjoyed it. And after probably about 6 months of helping them out and helping some other folks out, I thought, you know what, I might be able to make some money doing this. So I started doing that and spent about a year and a half building up a business while I was still working full time. And in June of 2017, I was able to quit that full-time job and run this business full-time, and I have not looked back since.
Congratulations. That's a massive step.
Yes, it's awesome. And the best thing for this year, we had our third child, my daughter Alex, born back in August 31st. So that has to be the best thing for the year. Yeah absolutely. Nice. A good year.
Nice. Yeah, I still haven't done the kids thing, and I think the pressure is going to be on soon. So watch this space.
Well, I'm done now. And if you want to borrow one of mine, I can send one to you.
Yeah, just to like try see how it goes for a little bit.
Yeah, I'll even let you pick. I got three to choose from. You have your dealer's choice.
Oh man, it's ridiculous. So good. Oh man. So apologies to listeners if there's any like audio issues. I'm actually recording this from Thailand, where I'm here for 6 weeks. I think it's quite fitting, because I'm here to make connections with people that I've known online in real life, because this is kind of like a digital nomad hub. Doing air quotes there. It's just like a lot of people live here and work on their businesses because it's cheap. And usually the internet's pretty good, but we'll see how it goes today. Definitely not coming out on video this episode, because I've got like granny wallpaper behind me. I'm like my not so made up bed. yeah, kind of way out of my routine, and it's throwing everything off. But anyway, so Kyle, let's get into it. So how did you start making connections? Actually, let's talk about benefits first, right? Because
that's a big thing, right? Like, have you been able to grow your business? Is it like you've learned new things? Like, yeah, hit me.
Yeah, it's all of the above for sure. You know, when I started this business, I had not worked in the web space before, and all my experience was in, you know, a related industry, but not the same industry. So I knew I had a lot to learn. I didn't have, you know, I live in a rural area of Texas, so there wasn't a whole lot of people I could meet up with and hang out with and try to learn what the business is all about, you know. So I started doing the thing, you know, everybody does now. I hopped on YouTube and started watching videos, and from there found, you know, Facebook groups and communities and stuff like that, and it just kind of took off from there. But, you know, it's led to me, you know, learning how to run the business and continually trying to improve the business. I have all kinds of people I can turn to when I have a question or don't know how to figure something out, or I'm not sure how to deal with the situation with the customer. So I have, you know, I have this whole like global team of people that I can turn to and have that support with. So it's helped me a ton in that, in just growing my own business, and just making these connections with people has led to a lot of work that, you know, I never saw coming. You know, when I started this, I figured most of my business would be local, and the pool here is fairly small. Hmm. So, you know, I would have to dominate the market here to stay busy, which, you know, I was certainly, you know, going to give my shot at doing that. But, you know, what I realized is making these connections, it wasn't going out and selling to people. It was just, you know, communicating with people, getting to know people, seeing how you could help people, and kind of having that, just that big community has just led to people wanting to send me work. And I've ended up doing work for people in Russia and the UK and France and Canada and things that I would just never imagine, people that I wouldn't know otherwise whatsoever.
That's unreal. Yeah. And I mean, it's been really big for Content Snare as well, right? And for this podcast, you know, like we built a Facebook group and have gradually been getting to know people, you know, and like for me, there's like a little bit of strategy involved, you know, like I have to really have some time set aside each week to be like, okay, this is my time for like helping people in groups or for getting involved with like Lee Jackson's group. Like I literally used to have some time allocated to jump into Lee Jackson's WP Innovator group where I just go in and try and help people. So I'm interested, do you have any like sort of strategy behind all of this, or do you just sometimes hang out in groups?
Yeah, I probably do it the opposite way. I have to like schedule time to get out of the group. You know? So, unfortunately, that Facebook tab is always open with the little number counting up all the notifications, driving me crazy. So I have to keep myself from jumping in there. So, you know, part of it's strategy, part of it's just good business, being able to make those connections and help people out. And you know, I've done the same thing with starting a group, and that's helped a lot. So, you know, you want to be in there maintaining those relationships and helping people. And then, you know, the other half of it is it's just fun, you know? Yeah. So you can't do client work all day, and you can't have the same conversations with clients you can have with people that are more like your peers and your friends. So when you're working alone all day, you know, I work from my home. I'm the only person in my company. So, you know, that can get lonely. Not that I was ever a huge fan of my coworkers when I did have a job, but now I get to pick all my coworkers, you know? So just being able to have those relationships and those conversations and just have fun, you know, it's definitely a huge benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of us can relate to that pain, like not having anyone to hang out with. And that's half the reason I'm here in Chiang Mai, right? Because at home, I walk the 3 meters to the office, like most of us do, from the bedroom to the office, and we're already there, and you can go a whole day without actually speaking to a human. So I don't think that's healthy.
Yeah, and my wife doesn't want to have conversations about website development, and my kids are too little, so I got nobody in the house.
Oh, man. So you just said that you created a group. So how, like, was there a strategy behind that? Like, is it for your target audience, or is it just for other web developers? Like, to explain to people a bit about that.
Yeah, I'll tell a little bit of backstory to make a little bit more sense. So when I still had my full-time job, somebody reached out to me who I thought was a customer at the time, asking for a quote on some work. And I was very hungry for work at the time. And I jumped all over it and was getting them prices and sending them samples and just never heard from the guy again. And about 6 months later, maybe not quite that long, but a while later, I got a call from a guy named Matthew Siebert in New Hampshire, who is a website developer and a graphic designer, and he was looking for somebody to kind of partner up with. He was getting real full on jobs and needed somebody to outsource stuff to, and you know, asked if I'd be interested in helping him out. So he sent a couple jobs my way, and we kind of developed a friendship over that time. And you know, a few months down the road, he told me that he was actually the one that was scoping me out, getting quotes from me, and having me do a little runaround, which was kind of funny. But so me and him, we kind of went from this relationship where he was sending me some work, and you know, I was trying to help him, you know, manage how much business he had and grow my business at the same time. And what ended up happening is we just realized how much we got along, how much as our businesses were similar, and we ended up, you know, really helping each other out with our own clients more than him sending me work or me sending him work. My business grew pretty quickly to where I was busy enough. I wasn't really able to do the low budget things he was able to outsource, you know? Mm-hmm. So, just having this relationship really strengthen both of our businesses. You know, we talk very candidly about, you know, our prices, you know, what kind of money we're bringing in. I mean, there's really nothing off the table, and it's kind of like having a business partner, except we're in two separate businesses, you know? So it's been really helpful. And these groups that I'm a part of, you know, you mentioned Lee's, that's been a huge part of my growth as well. And the relationship that me and Matt kind of developed, I thought, you know, so many people in my situation could benefit from this same thing. And we thought it'd be cool to kind of set up a community where we would have these kinds of conversations. So some of them are about tools and, you know, tricks and cool designs we're making, but a lot of it's about, you know, how do we deal with customers? You know, what kind of pricing models are we using? Mm-hmm. You know, some of the nuts and bolts things about business. So that was the thought behind the group for sure. And most of it is other website developers and business owners.
Yeah. And it's so cool to see this like level of sharing. In the beginning, I have to be honest, like I wasn't sure that people would, I guess, collaborate so much when they're all in the same industry. Like part of me was like, I guess I'm like a slightly like competitive person. That's like, if you've ever done the DISC profile, like the personality profiling stuff, it always comes out that, like, that's the kind of person I am. I'm like, okay, I guess that makes me a douchebag, but can't help it. No, but like part of me was like, well, why are these guys all going to help each other if they're competitors, you know? But really, there's so much work to go around. And I saw a stat from Digital Marketer at a conference they ran where it was like the number of businesses in the world versus the number of agencies. And there was enough there for like hundreds of people per agency, you know? It's like, okay, well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, there's plenty of work. And I know where you're coming from with the competition. When I worked in the print industry, I worked for like a international franchise. So there was like 600 locations across the world. And we had several around us. You know, we had some that I would go visit or we'd have to go pick up stuff from that were a couple hours away that would barely let us in the front door because they were afraid of us knowing what they were doing. You know, we're in the same franchise. We're part of the same company, you know, and there was just that much competitiveness. And then it comes something like, you know, I think WordPress itself is pretty unique just with the community that surrounds it. Just so many people being so open and willing to help and give up time. And it's, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better setup, you know, as far as building relationships than what we have in this industry.
Absolutely. So for someone coming into this, right, and being like, okay, I want to get involved with some groups. First, what are your favorite communities and the places to get involved? And then, like, do you have any kind of advice on how to get involved? You know, like how to sort of become known in these groups?
Yeah. So of course, Lee Jackson's group, WP Innovator. So that's a good one. I spend a lot of time in the WP Builds group. Devender has a group. I think it's Web Creators. Spend some time in there. Pete Everett has a really good group, the Marketing and Development Podcast. Of course, the group that me and my buddy Matt have started, the Admin Bar. I've been spending a lot of time in there, and there's some good people in there. One other, Adam Prizer from WP Crafter, he's got a really huge group full of people. So That's usually where I'm spending most of my time. But I think the most important thing when you go into that those kind of situations, and I feel like it's almost the same thing with sales, is you just don't want to go in trying to take something out of it. You need to go in there trying to give something. So, you know, I've ended up with two relationships with people that are that don't do agency work anymore. They do a lot of like tutorials and videos and are more influencers in the industry, but they still get requests from people all the time to have them build websites. And these two people are sending me a lot of that work, and I never asked for it. I don't feel like I really ever did a whole lot to deserve it, other than, you know, I was showing up in their communities and helping people out, and, you know, I think having a good time, that's part of it. People want to do business with people they like. So just being personable and trying to help people out as much as possible. So I think when you go into those situations, even if you do have, you know, this end goal in mind where you're going to be getting business from it or doing some kind of sales or eventually, you know, offering courses or products or whatever that may be, you got to go into it trying to help other people out. Yeah. And that's how you'll get any kind of recognition for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And so curious what kind of stuff you would like. Is it always just like typing some stuff and helping them? How far did you go? Because I've seen people like Mr. Paul Lacey, one of the nicest dudes in web design, who I'm sure you know as well.
Yeah, it's not a podcast until you mention Paul Lacey.
Right. We're fishing. Yeah. So he, I mean, I always see him recording videos to people. I'm like, wow, man, like he goes the extra mile. You know, sometimes I end up, linking to previous like blog posts of ours, right? Because I've already like answered these things before. So I've put them into blog posts, but like, I guess that could kind of come off promotional in a way, depending on what it is. So yeah, how do you go about it?
Yeah. You know, I took a lot from Paul, because he probably is the nicest person on the planet and gives up so much of his time. And I know he's super busy and he's got a great agency and does amazing work. And I don't know how he does all these things at once,
right? But,
you know, I tried to do the same thing. If I can take 30 minutes out of my day and really help somebody get over some kind of problem they're having, you know, if I can afford to do that, I'll be glad to do that. I did that the other day. We started having this conversation about hosting, and I had just moved a lot of properties over to Cloudways and was getting used to that, and some other people were moving their properties there, and somebody was having a little bit of trouble kind of wrapping their brain around it, and I was in the same situation like a week before that, you know. So I just said, hey, I got 30 minutes, you know, let's jump on a call and I'll help kind of walk you through how to get everything set up. You know, there was no motive in that, other than, you know, I was Pete Everett actually took time and helped me get set up, and I was just trying to pay that forward, you know.
Nice, well played. It's very good of you, man. and you know what? Like, sometimes it doesn't even have to be 30 minutes, right? Like, 30 minutes can sound pretty daunting to some of us who are like incredibly busy. But with tools like Loom, where you can hit record and you might only have to do a 2 or 3 minute video, and it's like gives you the link back immediately. And then you can just paste it in and you're done, right? So I've seen a lot of people using that, which I will mention in the show notes if you haven't got on Loom already. Just on that note, I will also drop in links to all those communities we just spoke about, because it's going to be impossible for you to like pause and look them all up. So
you'll have some work to do.
Yeah, just head over to agencyhighway.com and find this episode. And all the links will be there. Man, well, you know what? I think that kind of covers it, right? Is there anything else like you'd recommend people do? We sort of covered it there, like not having expectations going into the group, even though you may eventually hope to get business out of this. You can't sort of expect it. You've got to go in and help people and just be a good bloke or good chick, woman. and just sort of do your thing and help people, right? Any other advice that you had that we haven't covered?
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody wants to buy things from people that they know, like, and trust. So going in there and building those things up is important. You know, none of us know everything. I admit all the time that I know very little. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of people in the communities that come off this way, but every once in a while you run across those people that want to tell you how everything you're doing is wrong and they're doing everything right. So don't be that person. Nobody likes that person. Nobody's buying anything from that person.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I find, I don't know if it's the same kind of personality trait, but there are people who'll give advice without having actually done it or tried it. Or, and I like I've always, like, cause I've been in that spot before where I'm like, I've heard this has worked for someone else. So I'll always make sure I say that, like, so people know I'm not talking from experience, cause that's kind of a pet peeve as well. If someone's like telling you all this stuff, as if it's from experience, and then you find out they've never actually done it and it was all bullshit.
Right. No, I think as long as you can pre-qualify that, then you're all right.
Yeah, I think it's important to do that. Awesome, man. Well, I'm thinking what we might do is, because I know we had another topic we were going to talk about, and I think we should go ahead with that, but I split this up into a second episode because I think, like, I'd like to focus on one topic per episode, and we've got, I think, what, nearly 20 minutes at this point, maybe just over. Yeah, so that's a good sort of little bite-size episode for people to listen
sure.
to.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me, and I guess I'll see you very shortly in the next episode.
Awesome. See you then.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you have enjoyed it, please share it with someone you think will get something out of it, or head over to iTunes and leave us a review because I have a very fragile ego and need to hear positive things. So yeah, please go ahead and do that. See you guys in the next episode. Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time. This episode was brought to you by Content Snare. If you're a digital agency or just need to get content or info from your clients, Content Snare can help you collect it on time and without enormous email trails. Give it a try at contentsnare.com.